Beginners, it's going to be a long time between now and September. Well, I am going to send a runner for you to let you know when we can come back and parlay again. And I would like to see you again towards the end of June and in the middle of August before September so I can work with you then. And then by the time September comes and we roll over the Blue Retreat, the time the following year comes around, you'll be able to keep pace with the best of them in the advanced group. Now, I want everything to happen to you like you want it. I want it to because you are just now starting on a dream that has no end. You are just now embarking on the unknown, and I want you to have everything that you want. Everything. Your Father who lives in heaven is everything. And to negate one thing out of guilt is to negate the God in you. You're going to get a lot of runners between now and the time that I see you. And every good thing that comes to you, I want to see you dancing in the wind. I want you to have joy in your soul, and I want you to know this is but a taste. I am where I am because I respected no man, and no man was ever really my teacher. And I respected only the quest inside of myself. The quest inside of myself was never tainted with limitations. I was the supreme arrogant. There was nothing I could not conquer. And that arrogance allowed me to dream about the wind. And it was the wind and the dream that transmuted me from a carnal being to a translucent being of consciousness. No one told me that I couldn't do that. Well, they wouldn't dare. And because they didn't dare, no one did. And so I was allowed to dream my dream unmolested, uninterrupted, and no one told me I couldn't have it. And that's why I won the heart of God, because I went after it. I'm going to teach you to do the same. And one year you're going to walk through these walls to the field without the door opening. That will be one of your tests. And will you be able to do it? Oh, yes, you will be, because you're going to learn how to dream to do it. Remember, master what sits up here. Don't feed anything to this area here that you wouldn't like to experience. And walk away from the pigs in their sty. Walk away from it. And walk away from anything that pollutes your beautiful consciousness. And feed it only the concepts of lofty thoughts. Go outside. Observe the opening of a flower early morning. Observe the waxing and the waning of the enchantress moon at midnight. Observe how sweet the night wind smells. Observe the changing colors in leaves. These are all great images for transmutation. They are far better than eating at the prancing pony and recycling consciousness into a garbage pit of human desperation. And did I explain that nicely? Indeed I did. Well, now take your card home. Keep it where you look at it every day and every night. And I'll send you a runner and tell you when I want you to come back. And I want you to come back straight away. I leave here with a light heart. You're going to change. So be it.
So be it.
P.S. Read your books and listen to your subliminal tapes. Get bombarded with hope. Some of you I'll see tomorrow night. So be it. That's all.